America tonight. How you doing out there? We have major upsets in college hoops. We have a lot of upset hearts and curiosity seekers and those who are looking at the conspiracy of what happened to that Malaysian airliner. We're coming up on two solid weeks. That speaks volumes of what could have perhaps happened here. They're talking about the possibility of some debris off of the coast of Australia being maybe even a piece of the tail. Others poo-poo that and say that can't possibly be what it is. In the meantime, a lot of money is being spent to search for any sign of life of the airline, and they're combing over just about anything forensically they can figure out to do to come up with some answers, if there are any to be had, over the pilot and the co-pilots. And our man in Australia, Jack, was kind enough to throw out this tidbit. You won't get this anyplace else, as he is there on Australian soil. He says maritime officials there think the larger object might be a shipping container that fell overboard from a ship. Now, I did hear someone mention that earlier, but that's straight out of Australia. That's what they're talking about all over the place there. So they're investigating it. And also, here's your other piece of information that's not out there. The ocean currents. Jack checked the ocean currents for us. He said the currents are moving in the wrong direction for that to be from the plane, because supposedly it was bobbing up and down. He says the wreckage, for the wreckage to be there, the currents would have to have gotten from the north to the south, but the current there is traveling from the south heading north. So how about that? The real dope on this is there are many suspicious things and elements connected to it, and it's very freaky. Possibility. Somebody saw a low plane in the Maldives, and someone else thought they saw an explosion. It's the eyewitness chase around where you try to figure out, well, who's legit or who thought they saw something or what happened here. So in this hour of America tonight, we're going to talk about a lot of different things, including you. You get to be the star because we'll go to the mailbag and it's always overflowing. And we had a massive amount of mail to try to go for and through this time around. I say four because I feel like I'm shoveling off the stuff in other departments. I got a couple of notes where somebody wanted me to pass something on. Kind of like when you got tapped on the back and they're giving you the note, you know, when you're in school. Oh, that used to happen to me all the time. All right, so let's talk about the upset. I want you to hear this. What happened in Dayton, this is the final shot. Let it roll, Nathan.
We've probably drawn up a play like that similar, and I messed it up previously, but he just kept his trust in me, and I'm just thankful that the shot went in.
All right, so final shot goes in, and what a difference that makes for them, because they're able to pull it out, the improbable beating Ohio State. I can't tell you how many people called me to ask me if I had Ohio State or texted me or whatnot, and of course I did have Ohio State, not Dayton. So Dayton becomes the first Dragon Slayer on the day, but not the only one. And we'll have some of those for you coming up a little bit later in this hour, because I know that you're out there and you want to get bracket results because you don't have them. So Dayton wins 60-59 over Ohio State. Wow, crazy. Crazy, huh? In the meantime, besides what's happening with the search for the 777, Russia hit with more sanctions, does it make Putin shake in his boots? Or is Putin just kind of gliding along and not worried about it? Is this a tit-for-tat situation? The Russian government slapped sanctions, by the way, on some top U.S. officials on Thursday, moments after the president imposed penalties on 20 Russians inside and outside the government. The new sanctions would bar 9 American officials from entering Russia. The list includes Speaker of the House, John Boehner. What have you won? Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Senator John McCain. So just as Putin's government shrugged off U.S. sanctions earlier in the week, the Americans targeted, you know, so did the Americans targeted by Moscow. Boehner, in fact, his spokesperson is Michael Steele, who used to run the Republican Party, and he said that the speaker is proud to be included on a list of those willing to stand against Putin's aggression. And the president warned there's going to be more cost to come for the Kremlin if the situation gets worse. He also, by the way, because he's fond of those executive orders, signed an executive order that would allow the U.S. to penalize key sectors of the Russian economy. Obama could act on the authority, that authority, the executive order, if Russian forces press into some other areas of the Ukraine, which is the thought, and escalated the crisis in the Crimea. The president was happy to grab the mics. He did this on the south lawn of the White House, voiced concern that Russia's military, the positioning could point to more incursions, and this is what they're worried about more than anything. Not so much the Crimea, worried more about the rest of the Ukraine. So just economic sanctions at this point. What are the more serious ones? People who, not just individuals, but what are the more serious things that could happen here? Well, you got the second round of economic sanctions. That's going to start to pinch a little bit, I would think, on Russia. And then you have penalties on 11 of the 11 Russian and Ukrainian officials. So there's no pass here. And in the meantime, on Thursday, the European Union announced that it slapped sanctions on 12 more people linked to Russia's annexation of Crimea from the Ukraine. So that's the number of people facing EU sanctions is 33. How come we never hear about the other guys? Woohoo! America, land of the home, the brave and the free. And we want every penny we can get out of you to help us. And then we're going to denounce what everybody else is doing. It's insane. We are chasing the same tail over and over and over again. Coming up, we're not doing that next here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, we're mixing up a lot of different things here. We're in the weekend. We're having some fun, and you can jump in with us, too. The water's warm. 855-266-5283. Theories abound on currents and all kinds of other things. We got some good inside scoop from Jack on what's happening there in Australia. And is this a piece of the tale? Anyway, I'm going with Jack and the whole current thing, and they're not too specific about it. It's just bobbing up and down, but feel like this has got to be it. It's trapped in this net for a reason for us to be able to see it. By the way, you gotta love the beauty of this live stuff. San Diego State, see the other guys re-rack and stuff. San Diego State beating New Mexico State 62-60 in overtime, 3 minutes and change left in that one. As for Warren Buffett having to write me a check for $1 billion, well, I got five wrong. I wish I had five rounds. I should have had five rounds. I had five wrong in my Kate's boss bracket. So I don't think I'm a threat to anyone. The upsets killed me. Some of the upsets were really tough on me, probably like some of you. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan. Are you with us, Dan? He's there. I know it. He's there. Yes.
Yes, I'm here. I had to put down my headphones, as you know. I didn't know what had happened to Nathan, so I discussed a few things with him. I'm glad he's okay. I told him we'd already lost one member of our family.
Oh.
Don't need to lose another one.
No kidding, isn't that?
For him.
God rest his soul, Donovan Mattson. What a great guy.
God, what a great guy he was. You know,
I
think of him often.
So do I.
He was always so respectful, you know. Always say good things about the people that passed when they're truly good people.
Yeah, he was a good person, yep.
Okay. Now, here's the first item. I got about three. McElhinney said that he thinks that plane is in Pakistan and it is there for nefarious purposes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He says he's got some connections that Boeing and also in the government that have told him blah, blah, blah. But the government isn't going to say anything because they don't know quite what to do about it just yet. And they don't know about the people that were on the plane. And like I told you, 45,000 feet with no oxygen, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the next thing, I'm ticked about his wife, Obama's wife, taking those 70 people on that little trip to China on our dime. And she don't need to pretend like it's a cultural event. It's just a way for her to get out of Dodge and blow more money. And these people are our enemies. The Obamas are enemies of America. He has done everything he can to bankrupt this country, including not building the pipeline, including all the money he's wasted on these green energy projects and all the batteries companies that he's funded and all the solar companies when he knew the Chinese was making the solar panels cheaper than anybody else could, and the millions that went to West Germany for the tubes that we destroyed.
Destroyed from the crash.
And we paid for that. It's time we had a revolt in this country and said, enough is enough, no more.
I agree. No more should that. You know what? That should be the slogan for 2016. No more.
At least leading up.
No more. No more.
And I'm not in this billion-dollar thing, but I made $15 on Megabucks, so I'm a happy camper.
Hey, fifteen is fifteen.
I know you're not even gonna, huh?
$15 is $15. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
that's
you
good.
Bet. You bet it's $15 more than I had before, okay?
Yeah.
I got my money back and then some.
Yep.
And so I know you're no threat for the $20,000 for the big thing with the five losses already. I feel for you, but I love you. And, you know, that's about all from me for now.
All right, Dano, thanks. And I agree with you on Michelle Obama. Initially, I'll be honest, I was kind of defending it because I was thinking, you know what, sometimes there's this tendency when you just decide, yeah, I'm sick of this, and you just everything that the Obamas do, you're just going to hammer them because you're just that way. You're just going to hammer them, even if some of what you say is absolutely right. But in this case, I don't know. I do know. 70 is 70 too many, and that's the problem. I mean, are you taking the whole White House plus some friends, some girlfriends, and others in between? You know, I mean, that is just parking the money, tanking the money. And getting out of office, the past presidents make a boatload of money when they go and speak and all that other sort of stuff. And certainly they have access to travel cheaper than that, and they don't take that kind of an entourage. They still have Secret Service. And we're paying for that, and I understand that because of what can happen to ex-presidents and their families. You would have to have some kind of security, good security. But just traveling on a cultural mission, especially with the tension with Russia and what's going on there anyway, nah. I mean, the amount of money that's flying out the window just seems so foolish to me. And if nothing else, she's incredibly guilty. Incredibly, they're all guilty of this, incredibly guilty of bad timing. I mean, really bad timing, without a doubt. Come on, give me a break there. You know, even Bolton, the former ambassador to the UN, says the latest sanctions against Russia are just foolishness. They're just foolishness. Because there's no bite to it. John Bolton says he'll be skeptical they'll be effective at all. And that nobody should have this illusion that sanctioning 9 people, 20 people, will affect their behavior. It won't. So are they putting pressure on Putin by hurting the money piles of the oligarchy, the rich and the high, powerful people who support him? No. Russia is just laughing this off. Just laughing it off. And talk about retaliation. One of the people that they're barring, John McCain, Russia is. So he tweeted, John McCain tweeted out, I guess this means my spring break in Siberia is off. Gazprom stock is lost and secret bank account is in Moscow is frozen. McCain. You gotta love that. A sense of humor. is always good. You know, and Crimea, I think, is just a little tiny piece of the puzzle of Russia, of what the Russian plans are. And the tension there, we know, we talked to Zach Badorf, and we're going to talk to him again next week. He was there in Crimea. He's in the Ukraine. He's going to Kiev and some other parts. And he says the tensions in the Ukraine between the Russian-speaking and the Ukrainian-speaking populations are growing. They didn't have a problem, but now it's really kind of whipped up into a problem. It's really whipped up into one. So people are looking at the United States. And some feel, as does Bolton, by looking at the United States and not having a show of force, that it hurts the image of what kind of a force we have and why aren't we using them. Because there's taxpayer money that would be worth spending. But we're not doing that. And this is one of the things that a couple of you actually emailed me about. You had 9 people that died in an attack, by the way, on a luxury hotel in Kabul, which is the Afghan capital. A mix of Afghans and foreigners, children and adults, that's what's being described anyway. It began when 4 teenagers went into the Serena Hotel in central Kabul on Thursday and started shooting randomly. So by the time everybody scrambles, it's too late. And when it's all said and done, too many people are wounded, too many people are dead. 9 civilians. Whew. And you're talking about 4 guys with guns shot. Dead by security forces there. Still a nightmare, isn't it? Still a nightmare. And trying to figure it out. And this isn't the only attack that's happened. In eastern Afghanistan, Taliban militants went into a police station in Jalalabad, and they had a deadly gun battle. Wow. It is predictable, isn't it? We've been talking about this for a while. Stay with us. Mailbag coming up soon on America Tonight.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
For the picture that he sent me, kind of looked like some lilies were popping up in his backyard in Missouri, but there was something covering those lilies. No, it didn't look exactly like snow, maybe some leftover snow, but it didn't look like spring. It's all just an illusion, I tell you. All right, this is no illusion. Each and every show, I always say, we have a thoughtful audience. A lot of people like to think about what they want to say when it comes to America Tonight. How this we fostered this, I can't tell you, but I find it really interesting. I love it. Of all the places that I've ever been on the air, this crowd is the best when it comes to email, overflowing, pegging the red every single day. And I think a lot of that is because you go to the mothership, GCNlive.com, and you can download whatever shows you want. You go to America Tonight, and you get little snippets of the show, click on features, what you missed. And perhaps that's part of the reason why. So, bravo to all of you. Let's head to the mailbag and check it.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Deborah. And Deborah says, Kate, I am seeing red. I was listening today to Rush and a few other of my favorite talk show hosts. By the way, you're on that list. And they were talking about Michelle Obama and her trip to China. I just don't understand. Now, do I think that the Obamas have to be locked in the White House and should never take a vacation? No, but haven't they taken like 50 of them to Hawaii? And I just can't believe that it takes 70 people to fly with Michelle Obama and her daughters to China. Why do we waste so much money? Untold millions are wasted every single day in this country, and you have to set an example, sorry, like it or not. So if you're occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, couldn't they stay stateside or doing something a little cheaper like the rest of us? Just a thought. I kind of noted some sarcasm there, and I have to say I thought it was pretty funny. Yeah, it's not, a lot of people are upset about that. I just said, you know, what I thought in our previous segment, that sometimes there's this tendency, because let's be honest, to just bag on the Obamas, even if of all the things that you have to rightly be upset about, sometimes it's just like a festival of, well, anything they do, we're just going to nail them. But I think this is justified. I do. I think that this is a trip that could have been done at a different time. Could have been. But when you're the president, I mean, when you're occupying the White House and you have the access, you have the power. You have the power to do that. And especially you're not running for a second term because you're already in the second term. So there's no blowback to that. All right, here's one from Joe who says, Kate, did you hear the story about Ted Cruz? I love Ted Cruz. That the IRS is investigating him. They won't leave this man alone. All that nonsense about his Canadian birth certificate, his dual citizenship or whatever it was. I think in Washington they're afraid of guys like Ted Cruz because, frankly, he walks the path of a different drummer or something like that. Yeah, he moves to the beat of a different drummer. Let's put it that way. He does, but that's one of the things that's, I think, endearing with Cruz or with Rand Paul or any politician, even some of the Democrats. There used to be, if you remember Paul Wellstone, he was that kind of guy. And definitely there is something about somebody you know who is, they're just telling it like they think it should happen. It's authentic. That's what it is. It's authentic. So anyway, the Department of Justice says that this was something that was brought on by Cruz. So they denied a request by Cruz to have a special prosecutor look into the allegations that the dreaded letters, the Internal Revenue Service, unfairly targeted conservative group. So it wasn't about him personally. It wasn't going after him personally. It's about all the stuff that bubbled up during the elections the last time around. Because Cruz sent a letter to the Attorney General Holder in January, asked his department to appoint a special prosecutor to look into the actions or lack of actions by the IRS. So this was just made public, and I think that's what you're thinking about. It was made public, and they're talking about it. And in the letter, typically, they were talking about an investigation or prosecution by the DOJ, presents a conflict of interest or other extraordinary circumstances such that the public interest would be served by an appointment. Let's put it that way. And Cruz is a bona fide Republican presidential candidate. So he's the one who has taken the lead of everybody on the Hill on this IRS scandal thing that broke last summer. And don't you love it? You know that they're just thinking, oh, who's shot off their mouth? How did that happen? And I just can still see it. Lois Lerner, pleading the fifth. We've seen her act twice doing that. Let's take another one. This one from Fred Kate, Fred, I am, and I have not ever emailed the show. I just wanted to give you a shout out. Sometimes you make me laugh so hard, and anyone that can make me laugh, because I'm one of those gruff old guys, I got to say, you deserve to have a show. I wish you the best success on GCN and anything else that you endeavor to do. That's sweet. That's why I read it. I didn't read it to give myself a big ego stroke, actually. I read it because I thought it was a nice note. Thank you. In the meantime, we got this from the Digger, and the Digger says, Kate, my brackets are blown. How about yours? It was a tough day. I actually did it for fun. I'm not a big March Madness person necessarily, although I've watched more college basketball in the last 3 days than ever in my entire life. And when I say 3 days, I was looking at basketball leading up to this so I could fill out my brackets better. So I went on the Classic Network and dug up some old games. Oh, you have to be kidding me. Well, the sad truth is, you know, it's a paralysis by overanalysis, but good for you if you're having fun with it. So we mentioned this already. Dayton upset Ohio State 60-59. There's some easy layup wins like Wisconsin pounded American 75-35. Pitt beats Colorado 77-48. Harvard, this is a big upset, beats Cincinnati 61-57. The Cuse, Syracuse rolls on with a win the first round. Oregon, a big win over BYU. Florida beating Albany 67-35. MSU gets the Blue Hens of Delaware 93-78. UConn beats St. Joe's 89-81. And Michigan moves on too easily in its matchup. So it was kind of, there were a couple of upsets. There were four interesting upsets, but there were teams that were supposed to cruise that really did cruise. And this one is final. Louisville beats Manhattan. And the final score there, 71-64. So they did make it kind of interesting. You know, you had some close games, for sure, where an extra ball or two, it might have gone in a different direction. But that's the sad thing. There is a clock. There is a timing mechanism that eventually will get you. And even overtime, and especially in overtime, it can be pretty hairy for some of the schools that ended up there. One of my teams, Villanova, just rolled on. They didn't have any problems. It wasn't even a tight game. And then you had North Dakota State beating Oklahoma 80-75, so that was a sweet win for them. I don't think a lot of people expected that. Anyway, there you go for the scores. Here, let me squeeze in another one. Todd says, Kate, 777, 777, think of how big that plane is. Have you ever flown on one? I have, and I can't believe that it has just disappeared in the sky. I'm thinking suicide dive, or really maybe the kidnapping theory still isn't so far-fetched. You got to feel for the people on the ground. Another one from Cindy who says, oh, the people waiting to hear more word about that 777 that probably went down must feel so disheartened by the misinformation and the massive microscope that really they're under when their relatives could be in a watery tomb. What a way to go. Rip to all the passengers. I hope they find the plane. Thanks for the emails. You can do the same, americatonight.net.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Up to cancer now on this show, really for the past probably year and a half, 2 years, and what incredible out-of-the-box ideas they come up with to really try to get people involved and let's stand up and help. And you certainly know how I feel about it, given my family history with cancer. In our virtual green room right now, he's probably exhausted, is Gregory Sorensen from Siemens. And why is he with us? Well, they launched a national campaign called the Baton Pass. The idea is to raise money for Stand Up to Cancer. And it's all about tossing the baton. And it is incredible the way they are linking this up. I'm going to let him tell the story. Greg, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. And we're really excited to talk about the Baton Pass. It's a fabulous idea that's really bringing people together to try to focus on the fight against cancer.
So tell us, it kicked off yesterday in New York City. So explain what the Baton Pass is. I mean, I know right now people are listening and they're thinking, Baton Pass, running, relay, we get it. So what's the idea and how far is this Baton Pass going?
So the idea is we wanted to involve people in the fight against cancer, and especially in bringing people together with ourselves and Stand Up. And so to do that, we created a very high-tech baton. It's got a GPS tracking device in it, a data link. It lights up when you push the buttons. And the idea is one person passes the baton to another. And that symbolizes so many things. It's the idea of passing hope about the ability to fight cancer, and the new treatments that are available. So this kind of one person at a time, a transfer of hope. The idea that we treat cancer one person at a time, it's a very person-to-person thing, as you know from your family experience. It's a very individual thing. And we also wanted to embody and remind people that technology is there to help you and, in fact, can really allow people to be empowered in their fight against cancer. And, you know, there's a lot of fear around cancer. A lot of people get scared when they first hear that diagnosis. And we wanted a way to convey the message that there's hope, that there are technical advances that can help people tackle this, and especially that early diagnosis, early detection is one of the most effective ways in the fight against cancer, and technology plays a big role in that.
Boy, no kidding. Is that why the involvement, like as you were just describing there, that, wow, this is a perfect marriage here because we want to do something, we want to be out there, we want to be fighting the fight, I guess, so to speak. Is that really the part of the push of this for you personally?
Well, you know, I'm a former cancer researcher myself before I joined Siemens, and actually used to apply for stand-up grants, and know how important it is to work as a team. And that's another part that the baton symbolizes, and something that stand-up has done so well with its dream teams and its ability to bring both the public in, but also the cancer researchers themselves. And one of the real advances and the reasons that we felt like this is an especially important time is because of these recent results that have come out about how cancer screening can help save lives. You must have talked about the lung cancer results that were just endorsed a couple of months ago by the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force that basically said if you've got a 30-pack-year smoking history and you're over 55, you can get a 20% reduction in cancer mortality in that group by getting a chest CT. It's five times bigger effect than all the drug treatment advances we've had in the last two decades put together. It's just a huge, huge advance, and we really want to get the word out that there's now technologies that can really save people's lives, and it's one person at a time.
Yeah, the as you know, as you're saying that you had to apply for the grant, so you know the Stand Up to Cancer very, very well. And I think a lot of people are really identifying with it, with the marriage, with television and sports and whatnot. And speaking of sports, the cool thing is this GPS tracking system allowing people to know where it's gone. Because you know how that is, Greg. We all want to know if something kicks off like that, we want to know, okay, what town is it in? Where is it? And you can do that. Am I right?
Well, you can go to Facebook. There's a Facebook app, and on the Facebook app, you can actually pass the baton virtual. I mean, in today's world, we knew that the single baton, while it's going to travel all across the country into dozens of cities, we also wanted people to be able to go online and make a donation to Stand Up if they want. But they don't even have to do that. If they just pass the baton virtually, we will make a dollar donation for each time somebody passes that baton virtually or physically. And I just checked before this call. So far, we've had over 14,000 passes of the baton so far, just since yesterday. And so people are really cottoning to this idea. It's just an attractive concept. And you can see the map. You can see where all the passes have occurred, and it's all across the country already.
Yeah, it's very cool. I was looking at it just before we had this conversation. And where's the final destination?
Well, as you may know, Stand Up does its own fundraiser early in September in Los Angeles, and that is where the baton will finally end up. So today it's in Philadelphia. It actually spent the night at a Hope Lodge, one of these American Cancer Society lodging places for people in advanced clinical trials. It got to spend the night there, got its own little bed, before it went on the train down to a children's hospital in Philadelphia. And we've got plans for it to go all across the country. So, you know, look for it at a place near you. And it is really an exciting way to participate and to feel part of sharing that message of hope and getting involved.
Yeah. As somebody who had to do the research as a researcher and seeing how personal it is, as you mentioned, as I mentioned to people, cancer, where are we in this fight? Do you feel like we're making some breakthroughs?
You know, we really are. We really are. This advances in the diagnostic technologies, so that we can catch the disease earlier. This is one of the major sort of generational advances. The therapies are now getting much more targeted so that we have fewer side effects and more effective treatments. Our understanding of the cancer biology is really at an all-time high. I mean, we know so much more about the way cancers grow and are driven than we did even 5 years ago. So I really think it's a very hopeful time. And a lot of that is coming from the advances in technology that have been developed, and that's exciting. But there's so many other things that are good things that are happening.
Yeah, and as you watch this, the idea of the Stand Up to Cancer, of course, which is why I've talked about it so much, is the fact that you actually have doctors sharing information. You think that makes a big difference?
It really does. Doctors are very specialized, and so it's easy for them to communicate just within their specialty. And one of the real innovations that Stand Up's done is they have realized that if they can get doctors to work together in teams, insights just start flowing, and therapies get to patients much faster. And it's actually been very impressive to watch. And that was one of the reasons that rather than just make a donation to an individual cancer researcher or to some other entity, we felt like partnering with Stand Up was just a great example. They're quality people, but they've really helped bring about more than their own individual dollar investments might have otherwise because of their model of encouraging collaborations amongst the scientists. And they've kind of almost got a biotech kind of mentality of, here's some money, let's get going, get this into patients fast. We don't have time to wait. People's lives are at stake. Let's step up our game.
Yeah. Will you be there at the end in Los Angeles?
Absolutely. They're just a great team, and we've had tremendous support for them already, and we're proud to be associated with them.
Yeah. So, again, let's make sure people know what to do. They can go and get the Facebook app, correct, and watch the Baton's journey and help.
The Baton Pass is what you can look for it on in Facebook. You can see it. You can make a donation just simply by passing it once, and we'll make the donation for you. Get involved in any way you can. We're really thrilled that you talk about this. We think it's an excellent way for people to share the optimism that I think the time is ripe for in cancer treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. It must have been wild as we kicked this off and talked about New York, and that's where it all started. Was it pretty wild to see that all happen on national TV?
You know, we had about 60 people in a human chain, and we did the baton pass from inside the studio out down the line, and you should have just seen the excitement on people's faces. They were so thrilled to be part of this, and the baton itself is this really cool, as I said, kind of Star Wars-y, you know, kind of lightsaber-y looking thing, and so people were kind of enjoying the ability to hang on to it, but they also felt, and I think this is a part of the beauty of these kinds of campaigns, they feel like they're part of something bigger, and we really are in an era where this new technology and the technical advances are enabling people to have a new sense of hope because we're in an era where the advances are enabling us to do things that we couldn't do just a few years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. A lot of fun talking to you. It will be fun watching the progress of all of this. Greg Sorensen-Siemens, thanks so much for coming on to talk about the baton pass to benefit Stand Up to Cancer. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.